Okay, hi everybody. Good morning, afternoon, wherever you are in the world. We always like to start with some happy music to get your happiness going. Very good to be basimcha in everything that we do in this work. Very important to be high frequency, high energy. If you're feeling low, you cannot do this work, okay? Sometimes I stand up, I dance with my clients energetically. I sit there and, you know, play the music blasted, and it's really, really fun. Okay, so good morning. Anybody have any quick questions before we get started? Otherwise, I'm just going to go, starting with Esther. Hi, good morning, Esther. How are you? Welcome. Can't hear you, though.
Hi.
Hi.
I missed yesterday's class. I missed it with 1 hour time difference in London, so I miscalculated.
Okay.
But I was listening to the recording. My testing is reversed. I get a smooth for a yes and a sticky for a no.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I have one question. How do you test to see if you need to do raise the lines or do the star clearing? Is there any like a quick test to see if you have to do it or?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming that you are getting your two finger rubs. So you're saying that yours is coming in reverse, yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
And mine was like that, by the way, for 6 months. It was the weirdest thing. And then just one day, I'm like, wait a minute. Why is it coming in reverse? And I'm like, okay. So I just wrote down, I have a reverse two finger rub and it just never flipped back. It could be that you have reverse polarity. It doesn't matter. As long as it's consistently the same, as long as you get some answers, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
great. Do you want to know how to quickly check your lines? Okay. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to show my book. Okay. Now, if you've printed the book, okay, your book, people ask, why does the book start in the back? Okay, so if you get the actual heavy book, this is 180 pages, okay? And we have crystals on the back here. We don't want to flip back and forth if it was in the front of the book because we do a lot of flipping back between the pages as we're going between the protocols. So we just keep it in the back so it doesn't move, okay? So we start in the back and we work Israeli style this way, okay?
That's better.
Okay, so if you figure that out, you're wondering, why is it in the back? That's why it's in the back. And the printout that you print also starts in the back. Okay, so if you know how to do the two finger rub, you can put your hand on this line and you say, is my right side perfect? If it's good, it's good. Mm-hmm. Is my left side perfect? Is my main line perfect? Are my 12 energy lines perfect? You can do it like that. Okay, so I'm going to check you. Are they good? They're good. We learn deeper issues later on where you could just put your hand on on the deeper issues and just say, okay, do I need any deeper issues on my energy lines? Okay. And then you can also just, you know, follow the protocol of charging yourself. Okay. And then I got...
Usually every how many days do you have to recharge yourself? Or there isn't?
Just once a day. That's it. Just one day. Just one time. That's all. You do it one time. And honestly, like once you've been doing this for a while, you just check yourself one time. In the morning, just to make sure, like what I mean, you could just say, like, do I need to do any of the energy clearing protocol? It's a yes or it's a no. If you got a yes, then you do that. Which one do I need? But at the beginning, when people don't know how to necessarily test, I suggest you just go through the protocol. Just get used to doing it and just assume that your lines might be down and you wouldn't necessarily know which one's down.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing, Esther. Nice to have you with us. I'm so happy that at least you got the two finger rub. That's great. Okay.
I think because I studied applied physiology. So I think once you do muscle testing and you get used to doing.
Definitely. Yeah. Do you like this way better than the applied kinesiology?
Yeah. Okay. Applied kinesiology, we work on people. You can't do it for yourself. We work on other people. But I double check it sometimes. With my finger muscles, just to make sure I'm getting it. That's how I started, but now I'm getting it.
It was so funny. Once I had a client, and she wanted me to sit in with her therapist, and it was the weirdest thing ever I've seen in my life. And this guy had a surrogate in his office, and he used the surrogate to test my client. I'm like, are you joking? Like, why don't you just muscle test it yourself? He's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like,
we'll probably have the next.
That was crazy, right? Can you imagine hiring someone to just sit and muscle test you all day and you're testing the client via this person? I thought it was really funny. We're hearing somebody. Hold on. We're hearing somebody. Everyone needs to mute your phones. We're hearing someone stuff. I don't know who that is, but okay. Anyway, so great. I'm glad to hear that it's working for you. Okay. So now we're going to go to, I see Elias. What is this? Israel phone. I don't know who that is. Do you have any questions or comments? If not, I'll go to Dina. Hi, good morning, Dina. Afternoon in Israel.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, Baruch Hashem. How are you today?
I actually, at the moment, I don't have a question. I'm just, I just came just now. So I'm just on online.
Okay. Amazing.
So great.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go to Moshe Kahan. Moshe Kahan is one of the founding members of MuTech. He's never officially taken our course, and I told him, Moshe, you do not have an option. You have to take the course now. Okay. So tell me, are you online now? We can't hear you, though.
Oh, I just unmuted myself.
Okay. So, are you online?
I feel I'm online, yes.
Okay, are you online? You are online. Okay, perfect. So, what are you going to work on today? This is what we're going to teach. How do you pick? You want to pick something to work on, okay? So, it's great to be online, but now you're online, now what? So, now what do you do? So, what do you want to work on today, Moshe?
Stress management.
Get rid of my stress. Okay. All right. So, perfect. So, ask, how many layers of stress do you have? Okay, because is it more than 10? Is it more than 20? Is it more than 30, 40, 50? You got a lot of stress, my dear.
It's way above that.
Okay, so just start clearing, okay? So go like this. You're going to do it yourself. Just start clearing. You feel sticky, 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 right? You feel the stickiness as you're clearing? Yeah?
Sorry?
Okay,
as I'm clearing?
Okay, while you're clearing your stress layers, okay? So you stress layer 1, 2, 3. You're feeling sticky as it's clearing. So just go back and forth.
Right.
For like a minute, just clear. You feel how sticky? Do you feel the stickiness?
Still, but it's past already. It's over.
Okay, is that true? Okay, so you feel less stress now?
Yes.
Amazing. See, it's simple, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so what else you want to work on?
Give everybody a fair chance. I'll come up with something else.
Okay. My point is, come to class with stuff to work on, okay? You guys are going to the gym. You're sitting there watching everybody work out. No, you're here. Anyway, use this time to work on your own stuff. Okay, Moshe?
Yes.
Let me tell you what you need to work on, okay? If you don't know what to work on, I'll just check quickly to see what you need, okay? Let's see here. Disappointments, okay? Clear out your disappointments, bitterness, resentment, burden, all that. Just clear it out. Keep going until it fully clears, okay? Clear that out for you. You know what to work on now?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Come back to you in a few minutes. Okay. Okay.
Rachel, sorry. Can I ask, I didn't realize that's what you were asking because I had just come online. So I could also work on things. When we spoke, you gave me a list of things that I needed to work on. I didn't know I needed to work on them, but you said also disappointments, resentments, burdens. So I could work on one of those. And for myself, I thought like a clarity and more energy, like in my personal life, just like a clarity of mind and just more energy. So any of those.
Okay, so this week, what we're going to learn is I'm going to give a quick demonstration on how to generally clear stuff, which I did with Moshe just now. When you have like, it's a vague sort of general topic that you can ask the question like this. Okay, I want to clear all the reasons that are blocking my clarity. But it's too confusing to explain this on a day two of this course. We're going to go into how to ask questions on specific things like that. But there are multiple reasons why you have issues, okay? Multiple reasons why you don't have the clarity. What we're working on now are very super specific things, okay? So if you have those on your list to work on, I'm going to demonstrate how to do that. So one of them was disappointments, okay? So there's three different ways you could deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
One, the first way is it, and especially if you're practicing the two finger rub, I love doing it like this, okay, because you confirm that you're doing it correctly, is we're going to take disappointments. Okay, so how many disappointments do you have? Okay, we're going to go with layers, okay? And there's a difference between layers and numbers, and I'll just explain it again. Layers, you might have 10 million disappointments, and you're going to go, okay, so disappointment one, disappointment two, you're going to be here like for the next 5 hours clearing them. What happens is they will go in, they just clump together in layers. So when we clear them by layers, then you're just potentially doing 2 million in one go without even doing much. You're just clearing it off. So I like to do them in layers instead of numbers. And then we get down to numbers. If the layer doesn't clear, we want to find out how many numbers are still on that layer. I know it's confusing. And if you feel lost, it's very normal. Like, what did she just say? Listen to the recording, okay? This is where people get a little lost. I'm going to repeat it because I'm going to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it because a lot of people are like, I'm still confused with numbers and layers. Layers, and it doesn't matter which way you clear it. It's your intention, okay? And you don't even need to count theoretically, but I like people to count. And the reason why is so we know what we're doing. Everything we do in this class is measured, is identified, is documented. So we know we actually are doing something and not just, oh, okay, like, I don't know. Did I just do something? Like, I have no idea, right? So with your disappointment, so let's count them by layers. Okay, and you can jump. I'm going to demonstrate a quick way how to count. Again, there's videos on how to do this, so I'm not going to explain this too quickly, but you can count either, is it more than 10? Yes. Is it more than 100? Yes. Is it more than a million? No. So you can jump either way you want. So I just jump with my hand, on a timeline or a number line. All right. So is it more than, say, 100,000? No. More than 50,000? More than 10,000? More than 20, 30, 40, 50,000? Okay. Approximately 50,000. So then you just start going, okay, so I'm going to clear. Is it 50,000 layers? No. Okay. So it's 50,000 is your number. How many of those are layers? Okay. So layers, is it more than 10 layers? More than 100 layers? More than 100? No. So, and I'm getting yeses and nos. Is it more than 90 layers? Okay, it's approximately 100 layers. So just start clearing layer one like this, waiting for the clearing, layer two, layer three, layer four. And you just start feeling, it's sticky and then it just instantly clears when that layer has cleared. All right, so you were clearing as many, and if you don't even want to count it, just go back and forth quickly like that. Okay, it's longer to do it the other way. It's more systematic. But you can just go like this. I'm just demonstrating it for you, okay? I'm just going back and forth on those 90 layers, which represents whatever number I told you. I don't remember what the number was. It was like 50,000 or whatever it was. Okay, back and forth, and it just cleared, okay? Now, I'm going to ask, did those 90 layers clear? And I got a yes, okay? So I'm going to send you what I did, disconnect me from you, and send you what I just did. Over.
Okay. Great. Does it come back? And am I supposed to work on it anymore?
It will not come back. Once it leaves, it does not come back unless you generate thoughts that bring new ones back. But generally, it doesn't come back. What might happen is you have more layers underneath that you can't access today. And the way it works is, so let's say like a person, as an example, goes through a conception trauma. Okay, their mom and dad conceived them in a way that just wasn't, you know, a good energy. The mother was feeling resentment or the father was angry or whatever. And that baby, bam, gets stamped with this conception trauma. Now, this baby is in a very big disadvantage because this energy on this beginning cell is going to multiply with that distortion through every cell of its being. Okay, so that is the root, potentially, of this kid's issue. And then on top of that, there's all these behaviors that are manifesting that the kid's getting complained about. Oh, you do this and you're that, you're an F, you're this, you're all these programs of you're defective, and then he can't function in school, so he has learning disabilities, and he's been labeled, and then all that stuff keeps getting all entangled with all these layers upon layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. And then when they come to see us, they're like, well, you need like 30 layers to like, or 30 sessions to clear them. They're like, 30 sessions? Why so many? The guy's only 10. And I'm like, because it's just all this stuff has accumulated on top of the original cause of what happened with the person. So as we're taking off these layers, it could be the disappointment is here But there also could be all the way down the conception trauma that the mother or dad, they were feeling intense disappointment towards each other. And I can't access it until we get all the way down to the bottom layer of where the original issue happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, but for now, that disappointment has been cleared. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And the truth is, you might feel actually a lot of relief, even though you haven't accessed the original cause. And you might feel great for like a week or two, and then suddenly it all starts creeping up again. You're like, oh, it came back. And I'm like, no, it didn't come back. You just started accessing more layers that are coming to the surface, like taking up layers of the skin.
Well, I, just to share, I've been, I definitely feel differently since starting the course. Doing these protocols, I definitely feel an inner sense of, I don't know, there's a calm or grounding, something very nice. So I can say that.
I'm so happy to hear. Baruch Hashem. And a lot of people say, you know, wow, like Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Okay. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Welcome. Sorry, to me?
Yeah, Ms. Goodman, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Yeah, Shani, yeah.
Hi, Shani.
Okay, so my question is like this. Yesterday, after the group call yesterday, I was feeling a little unwell, and this seems to happen to me a lot, you know, with the work. I seem to be very prone to this, and I tested to see if there were people and things I needed to disconnect with, and if they were entanglements, and it came up, yes. So I did all that. I disconnected and disentangled, and I rested a little bit, and then I did feel better. My question is like, is this something like, is there a way for you to, I don't know, put protection on the group or like, what? How do I navigate this? Because I don't want it to be like a daily thing.
Okay, that's a great question, by the way. Okay, so this is the thing. Some people in this group are super sensitive, and they're what I call empaths, and they're a psychic empath. An empath is somebody who sucks up everybody's stuff. So as you are clearing your stuff, it's just, you know, it's just kind of floating away and going away. But other people are like, no, give it to me. I'll take it for you. You know, and it's just a nature that we have of people. And so if that's your nature, when you're done with the Zoom call, please disconnect yourself from the call. Disconnect yourself. Test to see, did I connect to anybody on this call? You know, if I connected, how many connections do I have? And disconnect yourself. Very important. Okay, most people don't have that issue. But some people, if that is you, you're like, I was fine at before, and now after the call, I'm not feeling so great for whatever the reason. It could just be that you entangled yourself with other people. So I'm just going to show a quick demonstration on how to do that. So either, how do we connect and disconnect? All right, so we have the Zoom. This is the Zoom call, and this is me. And we disconnect like that. This is me, the call, and just disconnect. This is me and everybody on the call disconnect. Okay, you might want to, if you can test it to see, like, you know, is it just one connection? It could be more than one connection. And it could just be maybe somebody in the call, for whatever the reason, this happens all the time, hooked onto your system. Not on purpose, but we are just like that. There are people that are like psychic vampires. They don't mean to be, they say, oh, that person's got some good energy. Let me hook onto their energy system and just suck them dry. And you actually feel it, you know. So just disconnect yourself. Say, is there anybody, like, again, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling fine, don't worry about it. And you will know, like she knows, that this is me. After the call, did anybody hook onto my system? If so, how many? One, two. Disconnect two times. Did I connect to anybody in the group? Am I still connected to the, to, you know, you could check. There's so many different ways you could check it.
Okay.
I would do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. It's a very good point that you bring up. Thank you for reminding me about that.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Awesome. Okay.
Is that something that can change over time though?
Yes.
Like.
Yes. Usually it gets a lot less as you strengthen your energy system. Usually that is caused when people have weak energy lines. Okay. The energy system isn't so strong. It's like having a weak immune system, and every fly that flies by, every virus or bug, you go, oh, I need that, pull that in to like help and strengthen my immune system. You're like, why would your body pull in a virus thinking that it needs that? Because keep in mind, let's say like you have something in your throat. Okay. It's like you don't have a good voice. You can't speak your voice. You're constantly being shut down by your husband or your family or your parents. You have no rights to an opinion. So you've cut your throat. And there's all this stuck energy here. And then there's a virus floating by. And your body's like, yes, I need that virus. Because that virus is going to go right here into my throat. It's going to cause me to cough. And your body's going to try to cough out that energy that's stuck in there. That's how it works, okay, with viruses. It works the same way energetically with people that you meet. You might meet this person over here, and she's like, oh, wow, she's got the same stupid dysfunction that I've been suffering with my whole life. Let me hook onto her system, or let me hook onto her system for support or whatever. It just plays out in so many different ways. That's why, for me, it's very big that you work on your stuff before you start working on clients, because whatever you haven't worked on within yourself is going to be your weakest link that will create a vulnerability within you. Okay, does that make it clear? Okay, so let's see. Does anybody else have any questions about what we've said today or want me to test them in terms of checking what to work on? I do see there's a lady with a man's name. Israel, do you have any questions? Israel's phone? We don't hear you though. Hi. But you got to unmute yourself, sweetie. If you can, it's okay, I understand. If not, I'll go to Gitti.
There you go.
Thanks, husband. Okay.
Hi. Hi.
You have any questions?
Leah.
Hi, nice to meet you.
When you ask me the question, do you ask it in the positive or in the negative? How do you phrase the question?
It depends on what you're trying to ask. Okay, and we do go into how to craft a question. That's a very important question. Okay. How to craft the question, but it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So, if you're asking why do I have a headache? You know, I mean, we have what's called the cause of issue chart. We're going to get into this in about a month of how to pinpoint the cause of why I have a headache. Or you could just say, I want to clear all the general reasons why I have a headache, clearing out, you know, just clearing it out until it goes away. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you need to be super specific. You generally just ask the question in a question format. I wouldn't ask it in a negative unless there's a reason to ask it.
So let's say I talked to you before, let's just say, is it positive to, let's say, do this trip, right? Or would you say, is it negative to do this trip? Do you need to ask it both ways? Let's say I ask, is it positive to do this trip? And then I'm getting a yes. Does that mean a yes?
I see. If it goes smooth, that means a yes? Okay, all right. It's a great question. It's also something that I can cover with you today, because we do really go into how to craft a question, okay? And so for now, what it is I want to just identify. Right now, we're identifying how to clear an issue, not how to craft a question. It's a totally different class.
I got it.
Okay. It's a gift how to do it. It takes some practice. But I hear your question, but I can't do that right now. We only have a few minutes left. Okay. But we'll definitely get there.
Okay.
Gitti. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Gitti.
Hi. Could you test if I'm online?
Sure. Okay. Let's see.
I'm getting a yes, but I'm not sure that I'm getting a yes.
Yeah, okay. And this is my point, is that if you're getting a yes to your online, just assume you're online and then just start working on your stuff. Because let me tell you something, my dear. If you're not online, you will not get sticky, 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 smooth, sticky, 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 smooth. It won't work. It won't suddenly it'll either be totally, totally smooth or totally, totally sticky. It won't work. What I'm just saying is just go straight to work, assuming you're online. Get out of the head.
Okay.
If you're getting some kind of an answer, some kind of response, you're online. Whether it's 100% perfect or 80% or 70%, whatever it is, we're going to work on perfecting that for you. Okay. But if you're getting a yes and a no, even if it's not 100%, don't worry about the accuracy right now. What we want to just identify is just the difference. And then we start working with whatever issue you want to work on. So what do you want to work on today?
Okay. I came up that I have other stuff around me before I start working on my own stuff. Again, I don't know if it's true or not, but is it
other people's stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we get into other people's stuff as well, but I'll just show you a quick demonstration. So many people do absorb other people's stuff. Okay. It's not their stuff, but we process it like our stuff. and I'm picking up somebody else's talk about other people's stuff. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Please mute your phones.
Hold on.
Israel, you need to mute your phone, please. Okay, hold on. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. So other people's stuff is very specific. Okay, I'm going to do a quick demonstration on how to clear other people's stuff. You want to count. I'm going to test you on that. One, two, and it, by the way, it's the same thing that we just did with disconnecting from the group. Okay, so it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 connections to other things, other people, other whatever. Okay, so you want to just disconnect 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then clear out, and you do it, okay? You're going to feel, as you're clearing out, all the stuff that you've collected from being connected to those 10 different people. Do you feel it? Do you feel that sticky, sticky, sticky? Do you feel the stickiness or not?
Sticky. Yeah, I feel the stickiness.
Okay, so keep going. And you will feel, it'll go smooth on you suddenly, and then you can test, did I clear it? And you're done. That means it's working. Thank you, Hashem. Okay, it's very important. Thank you, Hashem. We thank Hashem all the time. When we start, when we finish, okay? Because if don't just assume that, you know, a lot of people, there's a couple of people on this group that they really struggled with this and they still struggle with this, okay? It's a beautiful thing when it just comes right for people, you know?
But it's not going smooth.
Okay, it just could be that there's something going on with you. Okay, hold on one second. It could be something's entangled. Okay, this is the thing. And again, I can't teach you everything in one day. We're going to learn that over the next few months. You're entangled also with other people, not just connected. So you've got 1, 2 entanglements. So we're going to untangle it like this. 1, 2. Then we're going to disconnect. Okay? Now try and see if you get a better outcome and see if it goes smooth now. You can go a little faster. Okay, did it clear? I'm getting it clear.
No, I'm stuck. You getting clear?
Okay. Did it clear? I'm getting it cleared. What do you get? You feel it sticky?
So sticky, but it could be just like...
Well, let's see. Is there a reason why you're getting a sticky feeling? Hold on. Is there something still there? Could be there's still something there. Hold on. Listen, that's why I'm here, okay? I'm here like your safety net. It's just practice. I think you're doing amazing first day into this. The second day in the class, okay? Okay, perfect. Just keep going. And that's the point. The more you practice, you know, you could just say, can you confirm that, you know, this cleared on me? And I'll be happy to check you on that, okay? I'm going to go to Rina Chaya. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to ask if it's safe for me to continue working on myself today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I can pick up again.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, sometimes what happens is we overdo it with the work that we do. We exhaust our system. It's like, you know, if you're trying to lift weights and you're working out, your muscles like, I don't know, I can't do this anymore. So sometimes your body will just get exhausted from too much energy work. I tell people like maximum 2 hours per week. Okay. When I'm intense work, like continuous 2 hours, sometimes, you know, you're doing a little bit here. You listen, that doesn't count. It's 2 hours of this kind of work, you know, clearing, reprogramming, whatever we're doing. Also, when we work on people in the clinic. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I just wanted to ask one more thing. I would like to start working on the tightness in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you could guide me as to where to begin.
I'm getting you have disappointments in your throat right now. Disappointments and resentment. Okay, so work on clearing that.
Okay.
And then see how you feel.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Rachel?
Shana? Yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, quick question. So just to recap, basically from 1 to 10 is like one way of measuring, and for 1 to, let's say, 50,000 is a different way of measuring.
Who is that?
When you're clearing.
Oh, when you're clearing. Okay, so again, we're going to get into counting and clearing. We'll do that tomorrow. I just
want to review the differences between them.
Well, so there's lots of ways of counting and clearing. There's a whole video that you need to watch on how to, I can't explain that in a 2 minute. Like,
no, but from what you described just today, you were describing from 1 to 50.
And then from 1 to 10, basically.
Well, right. So when you're trying to identify a number, it could be anywhere from 1 or 3, or it could be 20 million. So how do you get from, if it's only 3 issues or 3 issues you're dealing with, or 20 million issues are you dealing with, instead of going, well, is it 1 to 10, 10? So I just sort of jump like to numbers, and I go, is it more than, more than, more than, more than? So let's say it's 20 million. So I start, is it more than 100? Is it more than 1,000? Is it more than a half a million? Is it more, you know, I keep getting, yes, I just keep going like this all the way over. Is it, yeah. More, is it more than, you know, say the number is 20 million. Is it more than, you know, 10 million? Yes. Is it more than 100 million? No. So then I back it down. Okay. Is it 20 million? Is it there? You just keep going back and forth until you get approximate range. You don't have to be exact. It's approximate. And the reason why we want is we just want to be able to write it down. Tomorrow we're going to talk about this a little bit more. We're also going to talk about how to document your work and the importance of documenting what you're doing. And the reason why is this, that you have 20 million issues that you're working on, and we only cleared, say, 5 million today. Well, when are you going to work on the other 15 million? When are you going to work on those?
Yeah.
So that's why
you
want to be able to be specific, approximate, within a ballpark as to, like,
right,
what's going on.
Okay, but then
did we work on, when did we work on the next round? Okay, maybe you have to wait a week or a month or whatever. So you put in your day timer, work on this again. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay. But then the smaller numbers that you said, like 1 to 10, 1 to 15, that's like depth of what you're clearing. One was like when you're doing till 20 million or whatever. And then you said then the other one was clearing layers, like levels or
layers. Right. All right. So when you start getting in these massive numbers, okay, if it's just like if I say how many you have resentments, is it more than 10 resentments? Yes. Okay. Is it more than a million? Yes. Then I want to do by layers. I don't want to start doing this by numbers. But if it's 3 resentments, then I'm just going to clear 1, 2, 3 and be done.
I got you. So if it's like huge, then you go to the bigger numbers. And if it's small, then you stick to smaller numbers. Is that what you're saying?
No, if it's large, then you want to do layers. If it's small, then just do the numbers. Because what's going to happen is with the layers, within the layers, so you might have, you might clear a million things on one layer that's all ready to go. It's just sitting right there. Get this off my system. It's just going to leave. You can do it. Okay, clearing 1, 2, 3, but it'll take you forever. So the shortcut is just to clear by whatever layer is on this layer will leave. And we can test it. How many just left? So I was at 20 million. Wow. Now I'm down to 19 million. That means you know, a million just left on that one layer. Just by going like that, I just cleared it off. So
that's layers, or it's like just items, like smaller.
Correct. It's whatever pieces. You identify it to be. Correct.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I really like to try to be on time. Hold on 1 second. I just have to go back to one person I didn't get heard yet, and that was Shawnee in Belgium. Hi.
Yes. Hi. So I have a question. Sure. What should I work on today? And the second question is, you told me 2 days ago to work on resentment. I worked on it, but it somehow doesn't clear. I'm not getting rid of that resentment.
Okay.
Well, and I'm still in pain with my neck and shoulder.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, it could be, sweetie, that it's more stuff going on. Hold on. Let me check to see. Is the resentment clearing? It could be that the person who's causing the resentment is still... Hold on. You're actually holding a grudge as well. It's entangled with a grudge. So if you know how to do the grudge release, okay, it's in the book for forgiveness protocol. You could jump to that class if you want. I'm getting that is entangled together. So until you release the grudge with that, it's not going to go. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Where in the book are you checking when you want to see when what someone has to clear?
Oh, well, I'm looking here. This is when we get to the COI, which is the emotion, the cause of issues chart. I just checked on here right now. Is there a reason? And this is how you would ask a question. Is there a reason why her resentment is not clearing? And I checked it. It took me to grudge, which means that grudge is blocking that from leaving.
And when someone doesn't know what to work on, this is the page that you test out to see what they should work on, clearing?
Yeah. Yeah, but again, this is like in a month. It's a little more advanced than what we're holding today. People should know what's going on with them, you know, in terms of like, feeling, and there's a whole list of options, you know, in the Meet Us Gym section where we, you know, we really give you some ideas to think about. You know, I want to, when we get to the triggers next week, just wait. Okay, you can start thinking about triggers. Triggers is where someone, you're triggered by somebody and you know it because you get upset, you shut down, you feel angry, frustrated. Okay, so that those are really easy to work on because you really know that this person's triggering me. But for this week, we're just dealing with general whatever. Whatever emotions are plaguing you, okay? What's stealing your happiness? What's stealing your joy? What's stealing your ability to jump for joy? Listen, I know there's a war going on, but you see the men are at the battlefield dancing. You know, they say when Hashem goes to war, like we split the camp in half. Half goes to war and the other half is behind the scenes davening for them with besimcha, knowing we're going to win the war. So people, oh, I feel so sad. I'm like, no, that's the wrong mindset, people. Don't get sucked into this media that's going on. You got to separate yourself like a star, like we spoke about yesterday, being a shining star. Okay? We got to know when to be a star and when to be mud, the dust of the earth. Okay? All right, everybody. Be blessed. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay? Thank you.